Direct Radio Networks. Works. Hello, I'm Becky Chad. I'm Becky Chadley, and today's top stories. AP is report $1 trillion deficit and dollar deficits will be here at least for 10 years. Swine flu cases pass 100, but still mild, health officials said on Thursday, stressing that people with symptoms should avoid public transportation, but said everyone else needs only to follow commotions. As the nation's swine flu cases passed 100, reaching 16 states. This after a Mexico City toddler who became the first swine flu death on United States soil spent a day with his family shopping at a huge Houston Inn mall the day before he began to show symptoms. In other news, the parents of 13-year-old South Florida boy are stunned he went unnoticed when he got on a plane to California. Kenton Weaver took his father's car Tuesday, drove 30 miles to the Fort Port, and caught a flight to San Jose near where his mother lives. The boy was found at a ticket counter at the California airport and taken to an uncle's house. No word yet on whether the boy will return to Florida. His parents say the teen has a form of autism and is fascinated with planes. He used one of his father's credit cards to buy the ticket, but had no ID on him. Airport and transportation officials say anyone under 18 only needs a boarding pass to get on a plane. Moving to Texas news. Texas State Police say that a 12-year-old suburban Houston girl fatally shot her father in the back of the head, possibly while he was sleeping. Assistant Police Chief Tim Tyler says a relative of 38-year-old Mark A. Nelson called 911 and summoned officers to the home Wednesday morning. Officers found Nelson lying on his side in the master bedroom, shot once in the back of the head. Tyler told the Houston Chronicle that Nelson worked nights and may have been trying to sleep. He says Nell was alone with his daughter when he was shot. Nelson died Wednesday night at a hospital. His daughter was charged with aggravated assault before he died. Neighbor Gabrielle Young told the newspaper there had been tension between the girl and her father. Thank you, and I'm Becky Chadley. Today's top stories are brought to you by Kepler Online Plans and is a feature of the news.